free. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Ian is off at some government thing, doing whatever he's doing. So it's us here tonight. You can give us a call at 855-450.
Saving people from increased parking fees.
855-450-3733. And talk about whatever you want on this live edition of Free Talk Live.
Or trying to, anyway, I should say.
It's trying to. The government will do what it wishes on parking fees.
Especially in Keene.
And likely Ian appearing will not change anyone's mind about anything. They're not that fond of him. Nonetheless, he is out there doing it. And, you know, we've been giving away some gifts for Mother's Day and that sort of thing. I have rounded out my Mother's Day gifts. I'm glad, or prizes, that kind of thing. But one thing that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get people to sign up for our updates list. Is all you have to do is go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for the updates list, and I'm going to be giving away prizes through that updates list. That you're going to be, you know, only the people on that list are going to have the inside track for getting these prizes. And I'm going to be doing that for over the next month or so. So if you want to be eligible for prizes, and I'm working on some pretty good ones, you could just go to news.freetalklive.com. What you get besides that is our newsletter. We've recently started putting it out. I think it's pretty good. That's why I want people to get it and see it. It comes out weekly. It's there you get it, news.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Muhammad, New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I just had the I actually just watched the video that was shared by Mr. Freeman on YouTube about the DEA agents raiding the pet store in Keene, New Hampshire. And
yep.
I've also been to Keene, New Hampshire before. I'm pretty familiar with the area. And I just wanted to thank him and everyone else that was involved very, 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 very deeply, because the least we can do at this point is to raise people's awareness, is because the less we practice our own constitutional rights, the more they will actually go away. It's almost like a muscle that has to be constantly practiced, whether it's gun rights, whether it's people's right to choose whichever form of life that they want to lead, as long as they're not harming anyone else or as long as they're not infringing it upon anyone else. And New Jersey is a very unconstitutionally strict state, whether it's gun rights, whether it's pretty much comes down to anything. And I just think that it's sad as far as like the way this entire nation is going. And it's just, and I do believe at the end, it will be activists like you that will eventually end up making a difference, because the human mind ultimately has the ability to ask questions.
Are you not an activist?
Well, I do what I can. I can just, I can honestly do say that.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard about the Free State Project?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and that's what goes on up here in New Hampshire. Not everybody does the same stuff, and Ian certainly is as active as anybody. But there are lots of different things, lots of different people doing lots of different things. We've got more than 1,600 liberty activists in state in New Hampshire. They've achieved a what I call a libertarian veto in the New Hampshire House. I hope they'll achieve it in the Senate too. But right now, no law gets passed unless it goes through the marginally libertarian New Hampshire Liberty Alliance caucus. I think that's awesome. There are many activists that are standing up and, doing things like videotaping government workers. We're doing all kinds of liberty media. Lots of things are happening here, and people can get a taste of it if they just go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival that's coming up next month, the end of next month in June. You go to porkfest.com. That's porcfest.com.
Believe it or not, I actually also have my campsite, and I'm actually attending Porkfest, and
awesome.
I also signed a Free State Project Statement of Intent, and I definitely do plan to make the move in New Hampshire. I mean, if I can name a few folks to thank them deeply, one of them is Angela Harris, Emmett Harris, her husband, And well, also, definitely.
I'll tell you what, Muhammad, people can come and meet the folks that that you're talking about at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And when you go, when you're there, my name's Mark. Please come and say hi. I'd love to get a chance to shake your hand. And you signed up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Muhammad, thank you for the call so much. I think that the Free State Project is really our only opportunity to see more liberty. We've been trying all the other stuff. People will often say, you know what we need? We need 50 Free State Projects. No, the Free State Project is a project to move people to one place to concentrate.
North Dakota, Mark. But North Dakota.
Well, North Dakota has some...
But North Carolina.
But
Austin, Texas.
You can't keep doing all of them.
But Wisconsin.
Well, I don't know Wisconsin.
But the whole entire southeast of the United States.
Yes. There's what you're doing is you're lampooning the fact that there are many other sort of competitors to the Free State Project that are not nearly as successful by any by any stretch. What you left out was the... Free State Wyoming, which is...
Oh, I said Wisconsin. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I meant Wyoming. Wisconsin, I don't believe, has anything other than cheese. I don't think they're doing a free
yeah,
cheese project.
For that one. But the Free State Project chose from several states, and New Hampshire was the winner by a long shot. It's the best choice for many reasons. And I think chief among them is if you want liberty, in all likelihood, you're going to have to address the political process. Addressing the political process can be very difficult in states that are large, because when I was in Florida, it was like 5 hours to go to Tallahassee. If you wanted to testify on a bill, you would have to drive 5 hours, do whatever you would have to do there.
Right.
If they decided to, hold over till after lunch, 2 hour lunch, that's fine. You go do what you want. You come back. Then it's 5 hours coming back, assuming you are not too tired and you have to get a hotel room.
Right.
It's ridiculous to have to testify. And it's not like the politicians listen anyway. Now, I'm not sure how many politicians listen here in New Hampshire, but at the very least, I can drive 45 minutes or whatever, which is about the... There's no place in New Hampshire to conquer that's really more than 2 hours.
Right.
So that's what's nice about a small state. Low population. We have the largest legislative body in the English-speaking world next to the U.S. House and the House of Commons. So you have a high amount of representation there. And New Hampshire's singular in this. If you want to see some changes, to me, it's the only solution in that area. I like the idea of... the seasteading, where you get these autonomous floating cities out on the water where government hasn't kind of reached as far.
Right.
I don't know how long we are before these things pop up, but I love the idea.
Right.
Maybe there'll be so many Bitcoin millionaires out there, they buy cruise ships and create their own seasteads. I don't know the answer. I hope that's the case. But
I'm just wondering how long it is before someone sinks one.
One of the nations?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. But that is one of the problems of living on the water, right? And the fact is that basically cruise ships now they're autonomous little nations amongst themselves. They go out beyond the line. They do their gambling and do
right.
their thing. I would imagine that you could even, if they wanted to, they could do prostitution out there. They probably don't find it popular.
I'm just remembering the last news story about the cruise ship where the people were like stuck on the cruise ship and like food supplies were like dwindling. And
it's rare, but there's bad stories about what happens on the land too.
It's true.
No doubt about it. Let's go back to the story about the purity balls. I think that this is a hilarious commentary because it's just so far out there. From People Against the Tea Party or whatever the name of this site is. It's abbreviated, and obviously they're not very nonpartisan on this one. So they're claiming that that these purity balls are handing women off from their fathers to their husbands. There's nothing Christian about teaching one's daughter that her every action should occur with the approval of a man. Not that this pledge says that. Any man. Purity balls teach submissiveness. They instruct girls to believe that they are not capable of making their own decisions and thus must defer judgment to their fathers, then their husbands. No, it's ask them to make a decision. That's what the pledge is all about. So, and they can choose at any point not to make that decision again. It's not like the pledge has any holding power. I think there's a lot of projection going on here, and I don't think it's healthy. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. They say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
You can go to freedomsphoenix.com and get their daily dispatch. I have done this for years. What I find about Freedom's Phoenix daily dispatches is that I'm able to scroll through the headlines there, and it is all the liberty-oriented news out that I'm interested in. Not even just liberty-oriented, but news about science, technology, communications, the police state. You know, obviously there's liberty-oriented stuff. I find that it is the best aggregation service for me. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. You may find that it is the same way for you. I encourage you to go check them out.
Does it help you to read between the lines?
Well, you know, they've got this, they've got the whole shtick there, that, you know,
I love about, Ernie's spot.
It's so last.
The news that's so century. Last century.
Yeah, so last century, yes. I don't know.
The lamestream media.
All his shtick. Nonetheless, it's a great site for getting news aggregation. Going on from this website here where it's, what's the name of this thing? Americans Against the Tea Party, written by a man named John Prager, who clearly has issues.
Yeah, he does.
So he says, this is about purity balls, these events where dads and daughters go.
They have nothing to do with Shahan Q.
I don't know what that means.
They're not magnetic
balls. Oh, magnetic, yes, little magnetic balls, yes, from zenmagnets.com. Here they, he claims, they promote the idea that a woman's worth lies in how men perceive her. There's no focus on character. A woman or a girl or a woman's value is tied to her virginity. Nothing else. I think he hits on something here. I'm not going to say he's on target, but he is on something here. You will note that there is a double standard around sex and purity. We don't care nearly as much about our young men being pure as the driven snow. They didn't come with a hymen, and we're not concerned with that. Whereas women, much more so. I don't know what to say about that precisely, other than that it has consequences, right? What are those consequences? Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of, for women, there can be a lot of shame around sex.
And if in this culture, if men did come with a hymen, they'd probably cut it off.
Just get rid of it. So I think there's something there to what he's saying on that one. So if fathers simply taught girls that they should focus on developing the gifts bestowed upon them by God rather than boys, instead of the equivalent of locking their daughters and their hymens in an ivory tower, I don't know why this is the equivalent of that, but okay, there would be much better results. I would agree with you that it's a good idea to, you know, to, yeah, I mean, you know, women should value themselves for themselves. But of course, the focus is on shaming girls into remaining virgins, not encouraging them to develop as a person. Now, this is where the mirror gets put up on Mr. John, is it Ringer? No, that's not his name. Prager? I'm sorry, here. I'm going to make sure I get his name right. John Prager. This is where the mirror gets shown up. Who's shaming whom here? This man, the title of his article is, Here Are 9 More Creepy Christian Purity Ball Pictures. And he puts up pictures of men kissing their and hugging their daughters and calls this creepy. That's a real problem for me. He says sure. That... it's a problem that they're shaming girls into remaining virgins, but he then goes and shames essentially men for – there's this narrative out there. I would never let my son babysit kids. You know why? Because in this American culture, we've decided that men are insane sex perverts that can't be trusted around women and children. They must have at all times a chaperone, and even then, you never know what's going to happen. Now, do people, yeah, obviously there's sex crimes that occur, but the acting like every man is somehow, you know, the guilty party, that's sick. Also, the fact is, fathers, genetic fathers, are the least likely of close family members to molest. Genetic mothers are more likely. Stepfathers, uncles, these people, more likely.
Right.
So to shame the fathers for being male, this is what's the sickest thing about this. And it just perpetuates a stereotype about a group that no one gives a darn about, which is males.
I don't think that it's necessarily that he's shaming the fathers in this, just particularly. I think he's shaming the behavior of this entire weird ritual.
But the picture and
the story
ritual.
That's going by that. Yes, it is. It's of
no,
that,
they're not.
It's
they're
of that dance.
Girls
and the
pretty,
picture. The very first picture is of the contract. So
there are girls in pretty dresses, hugging and kissing and dancing with their fathers.
But the very first picture is of the contract.
Whatever this crazy man sees in these pictures, when I looked at them, I saw father shaming. So he needs to take responsibility for not only what he sees, but when he puts this out there.
He can't take responsibility for what you see in this story.
He can when he calls the pictures creepy. The pictures, nothing else, are what we're talking about here.
It doesn't sound like he's calling the picture creepy. He's called the, he called the entire thing.
Nine more creepy Christian purity ball pictures.
Images, yeah, and it says it right after there. Yep.
So, thirdly, many of these girls don't even understand what they're promising. Absolutely.
But the creepy could be modifying the Christian purity ball.
Creepy
Christian purity ball.
All right. It's the pictures.
In other words, he might not be talking about the pictures. He might be talking about the Christian purity ball being creepy. It's just bad writing, but it's possible that the creepy, that's what creepy is modifying.
If you write poorly, you're responsible for the things that people interpret from your sentence. Right. I found this to be man-shaming, and I'm not... I find it disgusting. And it's not like I disagree with everything this dude said. I say, yes, many of these girls do not understand what they're promising. They're often raised in extremely conservative families.
Sure, but, I mean, you have to take the context of the article, and in the context of the article, he's not shaming the pictures. Maybe
you
can interpret it.
He's saying he's misinterpreting this contract and saying that it has to do with men instead of families when it clearly says families. He projects all over the place. I say he was touched.
It's very possible. Maybe he grew up Christian.
Well, and there's always that, too. There's the, and I've got it as, you know, I had it worse and I have it still. This kind of, upset, this PTSD around, being raised in the Christian religion. So, yeah, I mean, I've got it as much as anybody, but would I hold to a higher standard than my own myopic view is truth. And I'm trying to shed that on here. And people would keep on spreading this on Facebook because I've seen it all over the place. I think they need, you need to know what you're doing. You can't just go, fathers kissing daughters, fathers hugging daughters is creepy. No, it's not.
But purity balls are.
It depends on
but
what they are.
But this entire contract is.
Some of these purity balls, okay, look, there are different types of purity balls. Some churches just have father-daughter dances. I don't know where these pictures are taken. He just takes pictures and says these are purity ball pictures. How do I know that? Every one of these pictures may not have been taken at the same ball.
I mean, but to be honest here, creepy is a personal opinion no matter what you say.
Creepy is a sexualized opinion, and it shows what a creep this dude is.
I disagree. This whole ritual is creepy. Very creepy, in my opinion as well.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the show that you control, and you can give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And you can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. There, you just register for the subscription, and you'll get a free pound. You pay for the shipping, we'll pay for the pound. And this coffee is delicious. It is worth your time and energy because it is shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's, since coffee is such an absorbent crop, I think it's the second most absorbent behind tobacco, is what I understand. That makes the organic certification important to many, many people. Third world countries, you never know what kind of pesticides they're using. You never know about how leaded gas reacts in the soil with the plants. I don't know, but it makes me comfortable that it's 100% organic. BuzzBox is high-end coffee. It's priced commensurately with high-end coffee. But what's great about it is the subscription takes that whole coffee buying thing off your plate. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Also, BuzzBox allows us to offer microloans to people around the world, and that's the reason we signed up with them. The reason we're doing this is because we can help people. For every 10 people that sign up to get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we are able to get a microloan to a family around the world, no matter what they need, whether it's some kind of vehicle or a bicycle or a sewing machine or farming implements, whatever it might be, even animals.
Yep. Let me tell you, if you're an office manager and you have to deal with, you know, getting the coffee for the office, that's a fantastic way to do it, because then you don't have to, you know, worry. It's one less office supply to worry about because it comes right to you.
Yeah, so. Well, what I've done is I've just over-ordered the amount of coffee I drink. That way, if I get extras, I could just give them to people. They like them.
Right.
So, anyway, coffee.freetalklive.com.
So, of course, I'm taking issue with you again about this whole creepy deal, but I... Do we want to go to a call first?
Yeah, there's a call here.
Maybe they have issue with you as well.
Jeremy in Arizona, what's your issue? Jeremy, can you hear me now? Let's put Jeremy back on hold. I don't know what's going on there. You were saying.
So, this whole, you know, creepy thing. First of all, you know, this whole purity test, it is creepy. This, you know, like telling women that they need to give themselves to God and not telling the same thing to men, so it's sexist. And then the very fact that they're doing this at girls at that age, it is sexualized by its nature. They're bringing it up and talking about their virginity and telling them, "Oh yeah, no, you have to wait until you're married." First of all, that whole concept, waiting until you're married, is archaic, outdated, and sick.
Some people seem to like it, though. I don't know. See, this is where I fall back to competition.
Right.
I believe you're right.
Okay.
However, I think that other people need to try other things in
life. Sure, and
so
I would not make any of these beliefs illegal.
They probably don't have... Well, that's another thing, is either way, whatever side you fall on, we live in a world where you know, people... believe that you can legislate morality.
Right.
Either side of this issue, when you say, you know, when you say these things, you create something in the culture.
By the way, that's another thing that makes this creepy, because these are the type of people generally. I know that there are a lot of pro-liberty
Christians.
You don't
think this other guy is in this article?
He's definitely. He's definitely. Is it the guy who runs the anti-Tea Party site? You think? Yeah.
He's a crazy lunatic. I don't want to get in between these people and their little, you know, spats.
Right.
You know, hey, everybody, let's try to get along here as best we can.
But the reality is that we are. You know, we are. We're saying, you know, like, you shut up. Go in your little corners and live your own damn lives. Stop trying to rule over at each other.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
You have your purity balls over there, and you shut up about it. You know, because it's none of your business.
I think that, I mean, you should have your purity balls. I think another thing that gets left out is that dads don't get as much time to do things with, you know, kids as moms do.
But let's be honest about it, though, and say, hey, that purity ball over there, it's really creepy. And you know what?
I don't think it is.
The girls I've dated who have come from religious households and had to deal with these things, they grow up saying, yeah, that was really creepy, that thing that I did as a child.
All right.
they grow up and say that whole thing it's a mess, you know, because they're being taught these weird beliefs.
I think that everybody's being taught weird beliefs. I believe that my Christian upbringing caused me to go to prison. As when I, you know, reacted against it, I didn't have a moral anchor.
Right.
You know, I wasn't taught that you should do good because good results in good things for you. I was taught you need to be good because otherwise you will go to hell.
Right.
And I would encourage any Christian parent to, while you're teaching your kid about your religion, also teach them about the practical applications of moral behavior.
So I brought in another story that actually ties in really well with this. We just happened to kind of click here. So the article that I brought in is 6 horrors of being an atheist in a fundamentalist country. So, you know, and I know a lot of the people who are listening to this who are religious are thinking, well, you got the freedom to do and say what you want and do what you want here in America. You know, or at least a lot of people kind of tend to think that way, and they think that if you don't love it, leave it. But, you know, for some people who live in these fundamentalist countries, they've got real problems. And I see a little bit of it here in the United States, but obviously nothing to the level of, you know, if you were in, you know, Iran.
In Saudi Arabia.
Anywhere in the Middle East, for the most part.
Surprising how many of these countries are supported by the United States government.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Well, I shouldn't say these countries, because a country really can't be supported.
Right.
Countries are supported by the Earth's mantle.
Right.
However, regimes, these governments in these countries are, in fact, supported by the U.S., and the U.S. is a small group of people, mostly in Washington, D.C., and their minions around the world. That's what I mean when I say the U.S.
Yeah.
The U.S. isn't a country. America is a region.
Yep.
So going on, Turncoat Joe is an atheist from a country where that kind of stuff can land your unbelieving ass in prison. He's been shot by religious extremists and hunted down for the unspeakable crime of writing a blog. He's alive today only because he fled out of Bangladesh on a student visa. Cracked sat down, yeah, this article's from Cracked, sat down with Joe to hear about life in the shadow of a religious extremism and to find out what it's like to have a dude straight up shoot you in the street. Here's what we learned. If you're a non-believer, number six, if you're a non-believer, they will find you.
Really?
Yeah, it goes on
so
to say.
You can just keep your little mouth shut about being a non-believer?
Nope. So he says, when I was 8 years old, I saw a pigeon poop on a Quran while we were outside doing an Islamic studies class. I showed the book to my grandma, who decided that the pigeons were possessed and needed to be executed. So some men got together and murdered all those pigeons in the name of God. We didn't know which... We didn't know which bird...
You know, it reminds me of the story, and I don't know how true it is, but the Black Plague was started because some people believed that Christians, obviously, in Europe believed that cats were of the devil, so we needed to slay them all.
And that started the
disease. And then, of course, the rats, and then the fleas, and, you know, there you go.
Yeah. So some men got together and murdered all those pigeons in the name of God. We didn't know which bird actually did the pooping, so they had to kill all of them, you know. Just to give you an idea.
You know, I think that's pretty unchristian, just to go and slay all the birds, because one of the birds...
Well, this is in an Islamic country. This is...
Well, it's still a... you're right, but it's still a Abrahamic tradition.
Yeah, sure, it's an Abrahamic.
And Islam... Their second best prophet's Jesus, right?
We only happen to be, you know, not this type of stuff in our country because of what we discussed earlier in the show, which is that Christians don't know anything about the Bible and they make it up on the spot. So we have these Western belief systems that really have very little to do with the original religion. So, I mean, yeah. And so the article continues, in theory, things have gotten better since. But the Supreme Court of Bangladesh upheld religious freedom in 2010, but it's also a country that's nearly 90% Muslim, and Islamic studies courses are very much mandatory.
Ah, you have to take the course. Well, yeah. I had to when I went to private school, too.
So we'll continue with more with this.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy. The Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, or you can use Skype. We're username lrn.fm on Skype. All you have to do is send a request, and we can click on that even while the show's going on, and then you can call in. And the sound quality is just significantly better. So the telephone number is 855-450-3733. The Skype number is lrn.fm, or Skype username. So either one. You can call it what you want. ProXPN, they bring the phone lines to you. I probably should have been saying that all evening long, but I'm terrible about it when Ian's not here. And what it is it's a virtual private network service. I use it daily, and it's great because what it does is it tricks the world in believing you're someplace else. Oftentimes, I'll use the servers in the United States because I feel like it's a little faster or something. I'm not exactly sure. But Ian likes to use the one in the Netherlands. And it disallows your ISP, your internet service provider, from recording what you're doing because all the stuff's encrypted through the ISP, from your computer through the ISP to ProXPN servers, and then you go and move around. They don't keep records of what you do or don't keep they don't keep long-term records. They do something as far as they know, who's gotten some kind of notification and that kind of thing, but so they have to have some level. But they get rid of it, whatever, very quickly. And it's a great service because you can use that same account on all of your devices. You can't use it at the same time, mind you, on all your devices, but you just go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off the price of their premium account when you sign up. And it doesn't, depending on which plan you get, that could be as low as $5 a month. If you use Bitcoin, you can actually get 30% off. So it'll get you past regionally blocked websites or websites that, for whatever reason, the business doesn't allow. It stops people who are, scamming you when you're on public Wi-Fi, things like that. It's useful. You should use it all the time. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL20. Get the security and privacy that you've got a right to. proxpn.com/FDL.
So continuing with the six realities of life as an atheist in a fundamental regime, just a moment ago I was talking about how the country in Bangladesh upheld religious freedom in 2010, but also in a country that's 90% Muslim and Islamic studies courses are very much mandatory. He continues to say, though, that strangely they were taught evolution in school from sixth grade biology on, so there's that, I guess, well, is the way he puts it.
this is how – you didn't go to a Christian school. You did go to private school, but you didn't go to Christian school.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
So I went to a Christian school, and we were taught evolution.
Right.
They didn't you know, they feel it's – their obligation to teach evolution. Now, the way
I think it depends on the level of fundamentalism of the school.
It depends on the school. Mine was the largest and most prestigious, well, among the largest and most prestigious private school in the county I was in. You know, I'm sure St. Joe's has got something to say about that. But you know, we weren't sheltered from particular types of science. I'm sure that there are some, you know, there were some tiny Christian schools where they're like, we don't teach that evolution crap, but right. I didn't know about them. And so what we were taught was essentially, look, this is what we know. We've got, you know, we've got bones and stuff, and, you know, there were dinosaurs and things like that. We don't know how God fits in here. We don't know what the 6 days of creation are and whether they're just allegorical or what. We don't know that. So nobody was telling us the world's 6,000 years old or anything like that. Essentially, what they believed is God's behind all the sciencey stuff. And that's fine. You know, I mean, it's not like it's hiding the kids from
that's
science.
That's a very, very liberally Christian school, obviously.
I don't think so. I think that that's what the vast majority of Christians believe.
Mm.
What we hear about is people who say the world is 6,000 years old.
I don't know. There's something like, you know, 30% of, you know, Americans who are biblical literalists. So I think you're wrong about that.
I don't think that's true. I'm going to go ahead and look. You look that up. I'm going to see what's the percentage of people that believe the world's 6,000 years old.
Well, you're going to have to look that up because I'm going to continue with the story. So he continues on to say, I had come out as an atheist to some friends before the laws changed, but I kept that fact secret because, did you read that thing about the pigeons? but being a teenager, what I couldn't avoid was getting into an argument with my teacher. It didn't take long for one of my classmates to blab that I was a non-believer. That was the beginning of a sequence of events that would lead to the whole getting shot and fleeing the country thing a few years down the line. But at that time,
it says 30% of Americans say the Bible is the actual word of God.
Yep. So,
it wasn't that way when I was at Christian school, and that was the big Christian school.
Like I said,
town.
I think you went to a liberal Christian school, and you lived probably in kind of a liberal-y area. Are
liberal.
You talking about Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Bradenton, Florida is liberal? I mean, you can't drive around there without seeing Bradenton,
Florida,
bumper stickers.
Sure, but Bradenton, Florida is not like the Deep South or the Bible Belt or anything.
I think it's a lot
Bradenton,
like that.
Bradenton, Florida is very, very mixed with New Yorkers. Sorry. Bradenton, Florida. Anywhere in Florida is not, you know, it's combined with a very, very liberal influence of culture. They have to be somewhat centrist.
I don't think that's true, but go ahead.
You know, they're barely a red state.
Florida's barely a red state. But that's from the blue counties on the eastern side of the state.
Yeah, but the whole state itself is very purple. It's very mixed. You know, there's a lot of cultural influence there because there's a lot of big cities, too, in Florida. And wherever there's, like, this urban landscape, whenever there's, like, an urban-y area, that's when it starts to get liberalized. At any rate, this is the beginning of a sequence of events that would lead to my whole getting shot and fleeing the country thing a few years down the line. But at that time, I just had to settle for a good beating. The teachers could cane the S out of the students in Bangladesh until 2010. And he did just that for like 15 minutes straight. And that wasn't the end of it. We got death threats. I have a little brother, and someone sent a letter to my dad saying that they knew when he got off from school and that they'd be coming after him for the crime of being related to me. My dad had to hire bodyguards for 3 months, and I felt terrible because this was all my fault. And if you think that classmate of mine was a jerk for ratting me out, you have to understand. Number 5,
everyone forces fundamentalism on each other. When you hear about some country on the news that was with crazily strict religious codes of dress or conduct, it's easy to imagine that it's just a small group of officials enforcing the rules on the common folk who just roll their eyes and go along with it. But that's not the way it works. The fundamentalists are your neighbors, co-workers, and classmates, all getting more extreme as they try to top each other to prove that they're the purest of all.
I think
with their purity balls.
I think it is. I think in often cases you talk about the poorest among us, and no matter what the country is, often have the strongest relationship to their deity. And this was true with the American Revolution. You had the many of the founding fathers were deists. They didn't believe the Bible.
Right.
They were non-Bible believers,
yep.
And they, you know, they said...
Like Jefferson, who rewrote the Bible to take out all the magic.
All the miracles, yeah, rewrote the New Testament. This was the way it is. But the common folk were certainly Christian upon the founding of this nation, but many of the original founders, not so.
I don't know how true that is. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of, you know, Christians and Puritans and whatnot, but I don't know what the... I'd love to have known what the percentages were back then, but
Puritans weren't the problem by the late 1700s.
Right.
They had they'd toned down at that point, but
sure, there was like a lot of like, you know, Catholics and Lutherans and whatever else.
Catholics were mainly kept in Maryland at that point.
Right. So he continues on to say, you've probably heard about revenge porn, where jilted exes post compromising nude pics of the former lovers to be gawked at in the worst parts of the internet. This happens in Bangladesh, too. Only replace the naked pictures with pictures of women wearing jeans and suits, or even just not wearing hijabs. If someone shares a photo of a woman who isn't covered from head to toe, she'll be shamed as a slut. And while slut is a nasty word everywhere, there it's a prelude to straight-up violence. Our extremists consider things like this to be stonable offenses. I should note that a picture of the health minister's daughter ended up on one of these sites, and that at the time it was the photographers who went to jail. Funny how that works.
The photographer went to jail for taking the pictures.
Yes.
That's funny. Only when you're wealthy, I guess.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.